You've had to deal with distractions in the past. How do you get yourself and the team ready to deal with this distraction before camp starts?
Control what we can control. First and foremost, it's a sad situation being, for the victim family. And you're not dealing with just football right now. You're dealing with a human being. You're dealing with life. So it's just sad. You're disappointed. But at the same time, we get a chance to, come to something that we love to do and play football. So one thing we like to do is just try to keep everything separate. And when we step on the field, control we're controlling. That's playing football, getting better each day. So that's my main focus is to try to do that. So it started and it's here.
Did you ever pause? You guys always say you guys are a close-knit group. And as all this is going on, and even yesterday when you see Coach up there, do you pause to say, this is real life. All of this is happening, and there's nothing really you can do about it.
Yeah, it's real life. And I think sometimes we get caught up in, doing what we do, if it's your profession or playing football, whatever it may be. But like I said, this is real life situation. You're dealing with something. Someone lost a loved one. Someone lost a friend, a son. And it's tough. It's very disappointing and sad to see anybody lose any type of member with death. And it's just a tough situation.
You guys closer now? Are you guys closer now in the locker room? Or, usually stuff like this kind of brings guys together. You guys feel any closer now?
I think it put everything in perspective. You have to enjoy every moment that you have in life. And football is an outlet for us. When we come here, we expect to play football. We get away from everything. And it started, it's training camp here. But to come, in training camp on a note like this, it's tough. But at the same time, we have to continue to do our job. We're not going to disrespect anything that's going on with the families. But we do have to play football, and our job is to play football, and we'll try to do that the best way we can. We'll try to keep the ball rolling the best way that we could, and it's just starting with coming into training camp and getting ready to start a good season. So we're going to do everything in our willpower to ignore the noise and stay focused and the task in hand.
Vince, what kind of impact can you guys have as captains through a difficult period like this?
Just stick together. We have to, like I said, when we walk through this door, we have a sign that say, put the team first and do your job. And you have to read it every time you come in. And I'm pretty sure I will, even though it's been there for a long time and I do it every year. I think we're all going to do it because that's what we're going to have to do. It's going to be a lot of things said and done throughout the course of this year. But we're going to have to be able to move forward. We're going to have to be able to come here and ignore the noise and just work hard as we could to win ball games. And it's going to be tough, but at the same time, it has to be done. And that's our goal.
Vince, how surreal was it for you this summer to sit there and watch this all unfold on TV, and when you see him be led out of his home in handcuffs and then into the courtroom? I mean, that just sent you and maybe all your teammates reeling when you heard what he was charged with.
Disappointing. I mean, it was disappointment. Sad. It's really nothing much that you really can say. And just sad and disappointment was the biggest thing.
Vince, when someone called you and said this was happening, what was your immediate reaction?
You know what? I can't really comment on ongoing investigations and stuff, so I can't comment on that.
What do you tell your little ones at home? Because they all know, who Aaron is and the situation. What do you tell them?
I know it's a big interest in the story, and we just can't comment on ongoing investigations, and I'm gonna try to keep it at that. My job is to be a football player. This is what I do. This is what I love to do. Take it day by day, and as it may be tough at times, but at the end of the day, that's my job, and the ball going to continue to roll.
Since we know you're all eager to move on, but was there a discussion this morning, or do you kind of have one so you can kind of digest everything together?
Everything we talk about is confidential as a team, so sorry.
How do you ignore the noise?
Do your job, put the team first. And it's going to be tested. It's definitely going to be tested because, like I said, it's just real life.
Sure.
And you're dealing with a real life situation. So it's easy to get caught up, you know, in the media or in speculations. And we're not here for that. You know, like I said, I feel bad for the victim's family, but we have to move forward as a football team. You know, that's sad to say, but you know, that's reality.
Is it hard to be guarded? Because, you know, it's, we're here, we want to ask questions about the Hernandez situation, and you most of the time are very open about things. Is it hard to be guarded with the words you have to say now, especially because you have to go through, like you said, it's a criminal investigation?
Yeah, you know, you have to let them do their job. You know, my job is football and football only, so we'll let those guys, the law enforcement, handle their investigation out of respect, and that's just the bottom line.
How different does it feel this season, just coming into camp? And how do you regain kind of the normalcy of the situation?
You just try to move forward the best way that you could. I mean, I think it's going to test, you know, this team chemistry. It's going to test everyone that's in this locker room, individually and as a team. It's going to test us, see how important, you know, football is to us as a family. And you know what? You just got to take it day by day, move forward day by day. And then the day the ball's going to continue to roll. And last thing we want to do is be stuck behind the ball. We got to try to stay above it.
Do you feel added pressure as a captain this year?
I don't know. I don't know about that. I think our job is to do whatever we could to win ball games, better ourselves and better, you know, the guys around us. So that's our job. And every day we come here, that's one of the goals always when we step on this field is to, you know, put one foot in front of another, do what you can do to be better each day, put the team first, and get better.
Given the losses on offense, is there any added pressure on the defense this year?
Only time will tell. Mm-hmm. Only time will tell. I think as a team, if we approach it together and if we come on this field and practice and get better each day as a team, I think we'll be okay.
Have you ever been more to the way that, you know, Bill handled the opening remarks, and in what way did he kind of set the tone for the camp going forward, addressing the matter?
I mean, I think he handled it very, very well. Like I said, it was just sad. It was sad. It was a sad day. It's disappointing. He put it the best way. I think Robert Kraft and Bill handled it pretty perfect.
Did he show a sign that, you know, most people don't get to see very often, the human touch that he has?
You know what? I mean, he had a lot of grief about who he is as a coach, but at the end of the day, we're all human beings. And I think a lot of people seen that because it's beyond football. It's not just football. This is real life. This is a human being. This is life, you know. And I think a lot of people have seen that from, you know, the way our organization handled it, from Bill and Robert. And I hope people respect that from them.
Have you ever been more eager to put on a helmet in 90-degree heat and kind of get out there and practice and do your job than you are right now?
You know, every year it's tough. You know, it's funny because every year you be away from football for so long, and you do get eager to put on, you know, football pads and helmets, but this year it's like it can't come any sooner. But got to let everything take its course, control what we can control, and that's playing football and getting better as a team. So we started today, hopefully get better here on out.
Did you do anything special to kind of get away from it all before camp, and maybe just get away from the situation?
Just with my family, you know, continuing to train and kiss my babies every night. Tell them and love them, you know, and, you know, you move forward.
The fan reaction in this case is that I can't believe a guy has basically the world in his hands and he throws it away. He's not the first player to do so. I mean, how do you respond to fans when they think like that?
I don't know. You know, I don't know. You know, it's like I said, this is real life. This is beyond football. And everybody's going to take it a certain way, and I can't speak for everyone. You know, I can only speak for myself. And best thing for me is to, you know what, try to get away from as far as possible. Just concentrate on what I can control, you know, and love my family and enjoy playing football. And that's what I'll do.
Considering the uncertainty on offense, do you see Zach playing a major role early on in the season?
Everybody's going to have to step up, not just, you know, offense. You know, every individual going to have to raise his level of play. And that's what his team is all about. And we're going to be tested. But anybody can do a job when it's easy, you know, but it's times like this and times when you're tested. How do you come out of it? How can you mentally get through it, physically get through it? When your back's against the wall, that's why you have teammates. That's why you have, you know, your family. That's why you have the organization. You know, you fall back on one another, and that's what we're gonna have to do. We're gonna have to lean on one another. We're gonna have to get through it as a team, but yeah, going to get through it as an organization, and try to continue just to do what we've been doing and win ball games, put the team in the best way. Put team in the best situation to win ball games, and starting on the practice field. It all starts on the practice field. So whatever added extra work we have to do, we're going to have to do it.
As a guy who has people basically wear your jersey to the games and stuff like that, what does it mean to you when you see fans kind of lining up to turn in a guy's jersey as a player? What is that?
I don't have no comment about that. I'm sorry.
There's been a lot of turnover at your position. How are the young guys like Volano, Grissom, Forston, how are they doing? Armstead as well?
Well, we shall find out sooner than later, I'll tell you that. Tomorrow we get after it, and I'm very excited. I'm very excited. Every year I'm excited. And this is another year I'm excited to get back going with the new teammates I have, old teammates we had, the things that we do, just to see, you know, us together as a team and line up and go through plays. It's not going to be all pretty and it's not going to be all perfect, but just to have an opportunity to do it, it's a great feeling. Very excited about the season.
Are you excited about the prospects of your defense?
I'm very excited about everybody, you know, and I think everybody that we have here, they can help us win, but we have to do the work. We just can't come out here and expect to get better by not doing anything. We have to come out here and work our tails off. And every year we seem to do it, so it won't be any different this year. We're just going to have to probably work a little harder and just lean on one another more, you know, support one another more.
Vince, I know that this organization has been proactive in trying to deal with the situation from the front office on down. Mr. Kraft, you know, Bill and yourselves as captains addressing the matter. At some point, you probably have to separate yourselves from that situation. But at what point does it become really difficult to separate yourself from Aaron Hernandez, your former teammate, and just put him behind you?
My job is to play football, plain and simple. I get paid to play football for the New England Patriots. So until that changes, that's my first priority, you know, just behind my family.
Do you think that job might get sidetracked, you know, if there are grand jury inquiries, if you get called to grand jury? Have you been approached about that, or have you discussed that with a lawyer about if you might be called to grand jury?
It is what it is. I mean, what can I do? Only thing I could do is just control what I could control, and that's playing football. Whatever happens in the future happens. We'll handle it then, but as far as now, everything is out of my control. Only thing I control is coming to practice and getting better.
Have you talked to your guys at all?
Two more questions.
As a team captain, to give them support if anyone is called to a grand jury?
I mean, anything we talk to a team is confidential. So,
do you feel like you have to reestablish the reputation that a lot of you guys have built up over the years, the Patriot way and the way you're viewed in the community?
One thing that I know from this organization, we had a lot of players, hundreds of players come through this organization and haven't had too many problems. And in the community, this organization is big in the community. So we're going to continue to do what we know how to do. As far as, you know, doing things any differently, that's a question for the organization, not me.
distance.